These sinuses, Wally Hall, Matty T, we're all here together. Can I get a brother some vitamin C up in here? It's nothing a good cigar wouldn't fix. How do you get sinus issues in like June?
Man, you know, because I broke my nose, so I have very little airflow anyway. So
I actually did not know that. Of all the years I've known you, I've never heard this story.
I broke my nose?
I knew you had a pubalgie. How'd you break your nose?
I almost died over in France. Remember? Gosh. I got my nose broke. And then they put me under and try to make it straight.
Your grandfather had less injuries storming the beach at Normandy than you did playing basketball over there, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I was a beat up.
And he came home with a hot chick.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Yeah, I don't even want to tell you what I came home with.
Oh.
Hey, now.
I thought a little penicillin would fix. Hey.
Bingy. What I do really do, and I think everybody should. I mean, if we sat down with Daniel Snyder and just explain to him nicely, maybe over a fine cigar at Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge downtown, say, hey, Daniel.
Good place to meet.
Great place to unwind and relax. Some friends, coworkers. I don't care what your name is, where you're from. Downtown Little Rock, 109 Main Street. They can pair you with one of the over 150 different blends of fine cigars. A great drink menu. Help pair up the drink and the cigar of your choice. And they got these big, huge smoke eaters, so you're not overwhelmed. It's not like you walk into a big smoke cloud. You know what I mean? It's very clear. Great. Even me, with my stuffed-up sinuses, I breathe like a newborn baby in that thing. It's unreal. Knowledgeable wait staff, Michael Peace, will take care of you, offer you up suggestions. Head on over to the coolest place in Little Rock, and I've been to them all, Wally. You know that. Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge.
Wally had the easiest show ever today, basically listening to people complain about Redskins. So, Wally, enjoy this, my friend, because guess what? Come middle of July, we're going to be begging for stuff like this.
He remembers when they used to ride around on horses and fight together.
I hope that somebody finds Packers offensive in July so that we can debate that for a couple of days. Bill.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to call in because I think some of your callers need to check their facts before they call in and say something stupid. I want to call that guy that talked about the name for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Bobby Brown.
We all know that Paul Brown had a big play in that. But I mean, really, he rejected the name the Browns at first. They had held a contest in 1945 to name the team, and the most popular name was the Browns because he was so popular. But again, he rejected it, and they went with the name Panthers. But when they found out that a local businessman already had the naming rights to the Cleveland Panthers from an earlier failed football team, then Brown decided to rescind his objection to the name and agree to allow them to use his name for the franchise.
That's a great – thank you for the history lesson, Bill. I appreciate that. How amazing is it that not one but two different owners tried to name the Cleveland team Panthers? Because I've never been to Cleveland, but I've also never heard of a whole lot of Panthers running around up there in Ohio.
Right. You know, and then, you know, Paul Brown also, you know, he had a big impact on the establishment of the Cincinnati Bengals as well. And, you know, they chose the name Bengals because there had been a past professional football team named the Bengals before, and he wanted to tie in that link to the past.
Because they walked like an Egyptian,
no,
right?
No, because he used to date Susanna Hoffs, Matt. Duh. Everybody knows that. Bill, have you ever been to Cleveland?
No, but you know, it's one of those places I don't really have a desire to go.
Well, you're not alone.
What have they got? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's about it.
Yeah, and they had...
it's a beautiful city, and they got a great hospital.
Do they?
Yeah,
that's great. Clinic? I'm going to go up there and see if I can't break my freaking leg then, Wally. That sounds awesome. Joe Kim Noah says it's not so awesome either.
Do you like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. I mean, what's so good about Cleveland?
Of all the great American cities, it's amazing how often Cleveland comes up on this show.
They have the third largest St. Patrick's Day parade in America.
Hey, let me ask you, since we're talking about Cleveland, what would you guys have to say is probably one of the greatest travesties in football? Would it be, if you had to choose between two, would it be the fact that Walter Payton didn't get a chance to make a touchdown in the Super Bowl, or the Cleveland Browns abandoning the city?
I would say that the L.A., the second largest media market in the United States, does not have a single NFL team, let alone two, which is what they probably should have, like New York.
Okay, yeah, I think I would agree with that.
And even a bigger travesty, Bill, is that London might get a team before L.A. gets another chance.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Although L.A. doesn't really deserve it, so appreciate that. Thanks, Bill.
All right, man, guys, have a good day.
Somebody suggested that they change the name to the Washington Plastic Surgeons, and I said they're holding that nickname for L.A. if they ever get a team again. So Keep that in mind. Jerry.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
You got me? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I got you, babe.
All right. When I was in Little Rock, I had a grocery store, and I'd gather up a bunch of groceries and get some other grocers to go with me. We'd send tractor trailer loads of food to some poor Indians over in Oklahoma. And there's about four or five tribes over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they made me a honorary Native American.
Congratulations.
I'm a honorary Cherokee chief. And so anyway, but my story is that when I went up to a place called Four Corners, you know where Four Corners is?
We used to run that play in high, actually,
you're
basketball.
Talking about the Four Corners where the four states meet? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
It's where Arizona, Colorado, Utah, and New Mexico all come together.
Yes,
they got
them.
They got a spot marked there.
I've
all right,
stepped
I got
them.
A, I Me got too. A friend that is a Hopi Indian, and he works up there a lot of times, and I was discussing with him. I go see him every once in a while. And I was discussing with him one time about the Redskins having that name. He said, well, we don't get a lot of TV up here. We don't have much electricity. But he said, I do get to watch some TV, and I'm aware of that. I said, is the name Redskins offensive to you? He held his arm out. He said, what color am I? And I said, light brown. He said, you check it out. 90% of all Indians are light brown. Only about 10% have red skin.
Okay.
And he said, you're going to find the majority of them in Apaches. But, you know, you won't find any Hopis. You won't find any Navajos. You won't, you know, he named off 20 to 30 tribes.
I got you, Jerry.
Compelling.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, look, I understand your point, although I don't know that that's relevant to the... It's not germane to the discussion, but I understand your point. T in Little Rock, Keithley Service coming live fan feedback. They can go back to the Panthers because 10% of the time they win every time. They would have to be the Cleveland Sex Panthers then, T. Kev says, Pat had his nose broken. Was that related to the Chocolate Thunder incident? Pat?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Chocolate Thunder. Mike,
no, that Daryl Dawkins. No, that was a different time when Daryl Dawkins elbowed me in the face and he split my lip.
Oh,
when I tried to play defense on Chocolate Thunder. That was a different time.
That was the time you tried to play defense.
That was the other, yeah.
I learned my lesson,
Wally.
Kev says, Redskins won't fly in Europe? You mean the continent where they throw bananas at Altidore? Yes, the same continent where they throw bananas at Altidore. As much as we have issues with racial sensitivity, there are other places in the world that are as bad or worse. Let's just go ahead and put that out there. I don't know if you saw the story on Real Sports. It is amazing to me and how crazy and racist some of these European soccer fans are. It is nuts to me.
Having played sports over in Europe, when I was there, it was nothing that was off limits. Nothing at all.
Worst thing said to you?
That's what I want to know.
Well, the worst thing that was said to me actually was said at Rupp Arena. But aside from that,
they were more intimately familiar with your abilities.
Yeah, it's just they have a heightened sensitivity of people being different, and they almost celebrate. It's like they almost, nobody really takes it personal, though.
I love it.
Celebrate the differences.
Here, Matt, this needs to be on the blog later today. Pat Bradley's worst three places in the world. Number three, New York City. Number two, Europe. Number one, Rupp Arena. Well, thank you very much.
They're vicious.
Yep, worst people in the world are at those
three
places.
You don't look like them, and I mean no teeth and... obese.
You should have brought
they hate you.
If you had your sister sitting next to you on the bench, you'd have fit right in.
I heard that at Tennessee, actually.
Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
You know, the thing I'm getting concerned about is, you ever see that movie Demolition Man?
No.
Yes, I did, where everything turns into Taco Bell.
Yes, and the Dennis Leary put it perfectly, and I think we're almost at that point. I've seen the future. It's a fat man wearing a kimono, thinking happy, happy thoughts and singing song, I Want to Be an Oscar Mayer Wiener. It's not pretty. I want to run through the park covered in Jell-O with my hair on fire naked, I want to be able to do that. I want high cholesterol. Why can't I have that choice?
If you do it in front of my kids, I'm going to hit you in the head with a baseball bat and send you to jail, though, Mike.
That was Dennis Leary's line in the movie. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I gathered that he can recap all the great lines
from
Demolition Man.
It's a classic.
Congratulations. That and 50 cents will get you most of a soda pop around here.
However, I appreciated it.
I don't think that's in any way, again, germane to the discussion. Wally,
great
you
two
are,
hours.
Though.
It was. Great 2 hours.
That was a layup. I mean, you want to talk about easy peasy, and we don't get too many easy June days. Thank you very much. Patent office, we're going to send you a check. We appreciate it. Wally, you're not going to be getting paid this time. Sorry.